Well, out there in the Washington, D.C. area, the Bilderberg Conference, it was supposed to get underway today. Did it? Let's check in with our own Alex Jones. Alex, you safer today?
George, I am, and thank God that you're having me on the show, because we're in a lot of danger, and I've never said this before, even when I was detained for 15 hours in Canada covering it 2 years ago. I want to point out, you are the only large commercial mainstream show. In fact, no one, no newspapers, nothing is covering it but your radio show with 16 million listeners, and then my smaller news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Last night, for 3 minutes before you went to me, right when you called, an alarm went off, the fire alarm. And the reason I was so upset is that walking up 10 minutes before, maybe 12 minutes before, two security walk up to us and they say, hey, have you heard of people pulling fire alarms? They like to do that to rob places. And I said, that's a strange story. Thank you. And so as soon as this happened, I'm waiting on hold. Tom called, your producer, right as the alarm went off. When I'm back in the room, I'm thinking, what's going on? I had an independent film channel crew in there filming all of this while it's happening. The fire alarm is going off. Everything's crazy. And then I got off the show with you, went downstairs, hundreds of the guests who had to be out early this morning, and then Bilderberg did happen. They did arrive. We can get into that. It's incredible what happened. It got even crazier. Nothing like this has ever happened to me. We go downstairs, we're standing out there with over 200 people, and they walk up to us, the security, and say, we are going to F you up. And then they said, that goes for you, Alex, and you, Rob. Well, the hotel wasn't under my name. Rob is one of my camera guys, unknown. They knew our names. That freaked us out. We got up early this morning, videotaped. Marines coming in, diplomatic services, Secret Service. Some people arrived early, which always happens before they lock it down at noon officially and do a sweep. And they would play national anthems as motorcades pulled in. We checked out, left, had security all around us asking us questions. We drive out in the van. We're followed. As we drive out, we see about 100 demonstrators out front. You could drive through about 5 acres of woods before you get to the main exit on the highway. This guy follows us for about 30 minutes, making turns, going into parking lots. He's chasing us. We get out. He then speeds off. More people follow us. And the reason it's important is we're nonviolent. I have no history of violence. We're pressed. We're trying to report things that aren't covered that are covered up. Why isn't this being reported? Last night, before all this happened, I'm at another hotel meeting with the press, and this big guy comes in, looks just like a big FBI counterterrorism cop. He sits down. I think, don't be paranoid. He's probably not a cop. And he starts saying, hey, you want to go and try to, you know, invade and take over and maybe do something, you know, somewhat violent at the State Department?
Jeez.
And I said,
it's a setup.
Alex. Pardon me?
It's a setup.
It's a setup. But listen, then we found out that's who's guarding this is the... Let me give you the exact name. I interviewed two separate people, the State Department Protective Service. Some of my listeners, some of the people who go to Prison Planet, the last 2 weeks, they're all over YouTube, went, checked into the hotel, one guy with his son, just videotaped some stuff. They got his license off the security camera, and these guys, men in black, literally came to his house. I interviewed him today. Then they went to somebody else's house and put a YouTube video up. This is a week ago. They came to the event today. They live here locally. They asked them if they were going to attack people. So all of this is happening. Now, some of the demonstrators would try to drive their cars in just to see what would happen. People would jump out of cars with submachine guns.
Oh, my God. Somebody's going to get hurt, Alex. They better be careful. Here, let me ask you real quickly. The meeting started officially today. We're the only major media out there then. Obviously, you're out there and taking a heck of a chance. They don't want the publicity. Very briefly, anything leak out today? What'd they talk about?
Yes, this is what happened. At approximately 2 p.m. today, a motorcade of Secret Service with flashing lights, with their doors halfway open, halfway out on the rails, as Secret Service rolls. All these big, dark blue and black Suburbans roll in with diplomatic plates, U.S. government armored limos, clearly high-level government officials. We know that defense secretaries and others have attended these when they have them in Chantilly here in Virginia, right outside D.C. Sources are telling us that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are going to Bilderberg tomorrow, or that they may, one of them, may have already been in there. That's Hillary Clinton trying to pressure the global elite. This is the top of the pyramid, the 125 who rule the world, and they are making the decisions. And so all of this show of Barack Obama, Hillary McCain, all of it is a complete and total show, and all we're doing, what media wouldn't want to go cover, 125 world controllers, architects, who are vetting and controlling the outcome of who we get in these presidential elections. And I have to tell you, for the first time in my life, George, and I mean this, I'm really concerned, and I need everybody's prayers. I know you've got me backed up. I think I would have already been set up. There's so much more that happened. I know we're out of time. It's incredible, the things that have happened. I have never seen anything like this. And I want to say this. On record, we've checked the law. We've had scholars on, legal scholars on, lawyers on. Federal law, Google the Logan Act. It is illegal for U.S. government federal officials or elected representatives to meet and to set policy or discuss policy with private interest. It has to be transparent. They're not allowed to do this. This is a secret conference. This is a secret summit going on, and these are the most powerful people in the world. They are very angry. There are hundreds of demonstrators out there. It's getting bigger and bigger. But there is, folks, there is a media blackout except for Coast to Coast AM. Okay? I might have 5% of the viewers at PrisonPlanet.com, but George has listeners. Thank you, George, and I mean this.
Well, listen, Alex, you stay safe. You stay safe. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Bilderberg Conference going on in the Washington, D.C. area.